The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Black Friday week starts November 21st, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday gifts for the kitchen, like appliances and cookware. You'll have money left over for a sauce pot, so you can make your mom's famous gravy recipe.
Yuck.
Or at least try to. Or that cutlery set, so you can carve up the turkey with surgical precision. Oh, what fun it is to save. Black Friday week starts on November 21st with new deals added every day.
The finalists for the 2024 Baseball Writers Association of America AL Manager of the Year: AJ Hinch, Matt Quatrero, and your own Cleveland Guardians manager, Stephen Vogt. There you go. As expected. Now, maybe Nick and JP can run it back tomorrow when they return to their slots here on Afternoon Drive and debate whether or not A.J. Hinch should be manager of the year over Stephen Vogt, which was JP's take. So you guys can get on him for that. Just going against Cleveland. I mean,
I
come on.
I respect nothing.
See if they'll bring that one back out after getting the finalists announced today. We'll see. 216-474-0092. Do the Cavs keep the streak alive tonight? I am officially on the record from our conversation with Matt earlier that I bet you the Cavs lose like one of these games to like some team that you have no, that you just assume they would never lose to. And that'll be the game that they somehow lose. I just feels that way. I don't know if it's tonight, but I definitely feel like maybe the second Bulls matchup it happens. We'll see. But I want to get to your calls on this here in a second. Real quick, I was talking about whether or not this year was rock bottom for the Browns. We got a couple tweets. Tyler Lowe said, rock bottom was when the ball hit the turf after skipping through Corey Coleman's hands in 2017. And that would be the end of the 1-31 stretch with Hugh Jackson. So clearly, Tyler believes that was rock bottom for the organization. Tom Brennan says, this isn't rock bottom, but handcuffed. You can't do anything about it except hope cap goes up exponentially. Yeah, I mean, that is the one saving grace, I guess. The two saving graces are you draft the right quarterback and you nail it, or the cap goes up so much that the Deshaun contract just doesn't really become an issue and you can still sort of work around it and go from there. We'll see if that happens. Last year, the cap went up by a larger margin than people had initially anticipated. So maybe that happens again. But yeah, it's not a great place to be, which is why I think that now is a worse rock bottom than 1-31. And that's just from reading the fan base. Like, you guys and the reactions to this season and these games and this quarterback have been as low as I've ever seen them. So I can't think anything other than this being like the worst situation this team's ever sort of faced since 1999. That's where my head's at. All right, let's talk about a good team. Cavs go for 12-0 tonight. Do they get it done? Alfonso in New York. What's going on, Alfonso?
Hey, Spencer. How you doing, man?
Good, man. What's up?
I think that your guys' Cavs will win tonight. I think they keep the streak going. And I think they've been playing since what I've been
Alfonso,
watching.
Real quick, when are you going to take the plunge, man? Like, you call in all the time. I know you're a Cleveland fan for the other sports teams. You like the Guardians. You like the Browns. When are you just gonna take the plunge and add the Cavs to your fandom and just be a Cavs fan? When's that gonna happen?
That will not happen. That will not happen. I'm not jumping ship just because they're 11-0. That doesn't work like that.
What if they get to 12-0? What if they get to 15-0?
That will not happen, Spencer.
What if they beat your Knicks in the playoffs?
That will still not happen.
All right.
You got jumped. That's all right. I mean, you're a Red Sox fan from Western New York, from Rochester, New York. Let's just say that.
In fairness, I was not born in Western New York, but yes, I did spend a good chunk of my life there. Yes, that is true. But I did not assimilate to the Yankees fandom just because I was in New York. That is like the most basic thing you can do when you live in New York is just be like, oh, I'm just going to be a Yankees fan because I live here. So
you said the Mets. You could have said the Mets.
I was already on the Red Sox train at that point. It was too late. It was too late for me.
All right. Well, go.
Anyway.
Well, hopefully your Cavs do something in the playoffs for you guys, for your guys' sake.
Yeah, we'll see. We want to get to 12-0 first, and we want to get to 15-0, and then see what happens when we play the Celtics on November 19th. That's what we're all waiting for.
15-0. That ain't happening.
You don't think so? They got the Bulls. Twice, the Sixers, when Joel Embiid will probably be out, and the Hornets. That's their schedule until they play the Celtics on the 19th. You don't think they can get to 15-0?
No, you'll lose to the... You got the Bulls twice. You said the Bulls twice?
Yeah.
Oh, they'll lose to the Bulls again.
Yeah. I kind of feel like they are going to lose to the Bulls one of these games, because that's going to be like the team that you wouldn't think they'd lose to, and then that's who they're going to lose to. That's
my
guess.
They won't lose to the Hornets because the Hornets can't capitalize in games, and they won't lose to the Sixers. Because Sixers are just
the Sixers.
A trend. Oh, and by the way, real quick about your money topic, it depends. If someone loses their wallet, then I'll go to the police department and give it back to them. But if it's like $100, I'm keeping that.
I appreciate it, Alfonso, and I don't have to have a guilty conscience. Well, yeah, and that's the thing. I never said if it was somebody's wallet. I would obviously return the wallet. I might take $5 out, but no, I'm kidding. If it was somebody's wallet, I would return the wallet. That would have their ID in it, ideally. You would at least know that it belonged to somebody. You'd see their address on there. But if it's just $100, I don't, you know, like, you can't play the game of like chasing everybody around asking if they lost $100, because eventually someone's going to say yes, and then you're going to be like, well, am I keeping this? Do I believe that it's actually yours? All right, I guess I'll give it to you. And then somebody else walks out with the money, and you look like a sucker. So you just keep it. Anything over 100, though, I guess you got to at least think about trying to track the owner down. But I don't know. I think 1,000 might be my limit. Even if karma's going to come back and get me in the end. All right, guys. It's been a fun show. I appreciate the 3 hours I got to spend with Matt, and hopefully you enjoyed our conversations. I had a lot of fun actually debating the Browns, if Browns fans can cheer for the Lions. Or not. I don't know if we accomplished the end goal of like figuring out that's official that you can, but we got close. Big thanks to Ethan Sands, who joined us in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Go back to 3 o'clock if you want to hear that, or you can find it at 92thefan.com. Lance Reisland, who joined us at 6 o'clock. Same thing. Go back, find it. It's on the website as well. For Kayla, for Anthony, for Jake Murn, who did the updates for the first hour. Appreciate you guys as always. I'll be back tomorrow night on the night show, 7 to 11. Until then, we appreciate you. Happy Veterans Day. Go Cavs. It's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun. Talk to you tomorrow, Cleveland.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan.
Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Black Friday week starts November 21st, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday gifts for the home, like vacuums, bedding, and home decor. You'll have money left over for that ergonomic recliner to catch up on reading. Or falling asleep while reading. Or that standy mixer to whip up some holiday cookies. Oh, what fun it is to save. Black Friday week starts on November 21st with new deals added every day.
When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh no, not before work.
The traffic jam is coming, and so is your holiday cold.
Thanks, Revere. I really should keep Zicam in my car.
Only if you want to shorten your cold. Ah!
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.